Imagine getting the news that your son has been killed in Iraq, and when you're at the memorial preparing to bury him, protesters show up to celebrate his death.
I feel good about warning this nation that the wrath of God is pouring out on their heads.
So you want to warn the nation?
They will not obey. The Lord your God is punishing this nation, and he's doing it. One of his weapons of choice is sending your children home dead from the battle.
Most people find the words of Shirley Phelps Roper distasteful, but are they protected by the Constitution?
I've never looked at this as freedom of speech. I've looked at this as harassment.
The Supreme Court can't change the fate of Al Snyder's son, but it could have far-reaching effects on the relationship between church and state and on free speech. I disapprove of what you say and will go to the Supreme Court to prevent you from saying it again. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, October 4th. I'm Celeste Headlee here in New York, and filling in for John Hockenberry is Todd Zwillick, who is down in D.C.
Hi, good morning, Celeste. Let's get a check on the morning's top news. Americans in Europe are mostly shrugging off a State Department warning to be extra careful because of an increased terror threat, just as this tourist in Rome puts it.
If I hear something like that and I get scared, I think they've already won, so I just keep going.
Undersecretary of State Patrick Kennedy says the warning isn't formal.
We are not saying that they should defer travel to Europe at this time. Absolutely not.
That's a big not, but we are learning some new information about the threat this morning. ABC News is reporting the teams of terrorists carrying European passports have moved past the surveillance stage, have checked back in with Al-Qaeda in Pakistan, and have received the go-ahead to strike. Also this morning, Japan has issued a travel alert for Japanese citizens living or traveling in Europe.
The Supreme Court starts a new term with a new justice today. Elena Kagan joins the High Court, marking the first time that three women have sat on the highest bench. First Amendment freedoms are a theme this term, with the court set to hear cases on provocative anti-gay protests at military funerals and a California law that bans the sale of violent video games to children. The court will also weigh in on whether Arizona can penalize businesses who hire illegal immigrants. A federal judge in New York has delayed the first civilian trial of a former Guantanamo detainee. It's delayed until Wednesday. The New York Times reports prosecutors worried about losing a key witness. He'll reportedly testify he sold TNT to Ahmed Galani, which was later used to bomb the U.S. embassy in Tanzania. The defense claims prosecutors got that information out of Galani after he was tortured. And the pioneer of the test tube baby has won the Nobel Prize in Medicine this morning. Robert Edwards of Britain helped develop in vitro fertilization. That was a breakthrough that helped millions of infertile couples have children. And finally, former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel hits the campaign trail in Chicago today.
I'm going to spend the next few weeks visiting our neighborhoods at grocery stores, L stops, bowling alleys, and hot dog stands. I'm calling this the Tell It Like It Is tour.
That's a message from Emanuel on his website, where he's announced he is running for mayor. But this morning, two of Chicago's top election lawyers tell the Sun-Times Emanuel can't run because election rules state mayoral candidates must reside in the city for a year prior to the vote. Looking at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down, and so are futures. The Dow will start at 10,829, the S&P at 1,146. The NASDAQ opens up at 2370. Well, we're going to get an in-depth look at the Supreme Court's new term, which starts this week, and what you can expect on their decisions. And we're going to take some time to focus on the case that starts this Wednesday, whether the Westboro Baptist Church is protected by the First Amendment to protest soldiers' funerals. What are the limits of free speech? What should be outlawed? Give us your view at 877-8-MY-TAKE, and we're going to talk more about that later this hour. But first, a look at the other cases that they'll be discussing before the Supreme Court. That's coming up in a moment.